Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various creatives from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
For a brand to be effective, napiliin sila ng mga tao, kailangan gets nila yung takbo ng utak ng target audience nila. Because if they don't know that, then they cannot impact those people.
Phoebe Añasco is a brand strategist focusing on helping consumer brands discover and communicate why their target market consumers should choose them. She also co-founded a design agency called Seiko Design. In this episode, we talk about brand strategy, the role of a brand strategist, the process of brand strategy, and many more. This is episode 28, and here's Phoebe Añasco.
Hi, I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Phoebe. Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes, actually, alam mo, Phoebe, matagal na rin kitang gustong i-invite.
Super honored.
Mm-mm. Kasi nakikita ko kasi, we're friends sa Facebook, no? So nakikita ko yung mga posts mo about branding, and I am also interested to learn more about branding kahit ginagawa ko na rin siya. Pero dahil ko pa rin natututunan sa'yo sa mga posts mo . Pero before we go on dun sa ating topic, Phoebe, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do?
Tagal ko tong pinrepair. Ayan, I'm Phoebe, and what I do, I'm a brand strategist. And in terms of like as a brand strategist, I help brands. Actually, I'm focusing on right now, I'm focusing on consumer brands, B2C, na i-identify and i-communicate bakit sila yung dapat piliin ng mga tao. So, yep, that's me.
Pero on the side, bukod sa pagiging brand strategist mo, meron ka pa bang ibang ginagawa?
Hello? right now, I'm studying psychology in college, basically. And aside from that, ano pa bang ginagawa ko? Nag-gym, kumakain, at tutulog. So far, that's like, parang ang main thing talaga with my life right now is the business that I'm building.
Pero you're studying psychology. Interesting, kasi I think bilang isang brand strategist din, no, it's important to know something about psychology, right?
Yeah, definitely. And actually nga, diba, I'm a brand strategist. I'm doing branding. And whenever people ask me, uy, anong course mo? Sabi ko, psychology. Tapos ang daming nagugulat na, ha, bakit ang layo? But like in reality, psychology is a major part of brand strategy. It's actually like the main thing about brand strategy. Because actually not just brand strategy, but also like business. Kasi, alam mo yun, like consumers, di ba?
Connecting with people .
Yeah, that's like the main thing when we're in business. So, very, ano talaga siya, aligned.
Yeah, ang galing-galing nun. Kasi kumbaga parang mas nagkaroon ka ng, ang tawag dun, parang arsenal para sa ginagawa mo ngayon, no?
Yeah.
Very perfect. Oh, oh. Gusto kong tanungin din pa, bakit ka naging interesado sa psychology? And also, when did you get started in branding or brand strategy?
Okay, so ito yung parang nangyari. Ito yung parang naging journey ko. In terms of like the business itself, I started as May 2020. So pandemic, wala naman akong ginagawa. So naisip ko, wala akong pera. Gusto kong bumili sa Shopee. Why not like do logos and graphic design for businesses in IG? Eh, pabibo ako sa school. Lagi ako nagka-canva kapag yung may outputs. Laging kailangan naka-design ng maayos. Parang lagi akong ganun. So parang naisip ko, ba't di ko siya gawin for small businesses or shops on IG? Tapos yun, ginawa ko siya, doon ako nag-start. Kasi wala lang talaga akong pera, gusto kong bumili sa Shopee. Ganun. So I did logos and graphic designs, and I was charging 100 pesos for five designs back then. Kasi parang naisip ko, Canva lang naman . So parang hala, hindi naman siya ganun dapat. That was the mindset, like as a beginner. Yun. So napunta ako sa graphic design. Hanggang sa, I saw this, parang, basta there's something that I saw on the internet or like on Facebook na, it's about freelancing. So doon na bukas yung isip ko na, meron kasing mga posts na they're earning this much for a brand design package, logo, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. Yun yung ginagawa ko. Tapos possible pala na malaki yung kikitain. So parang doon na nabuhay yung dugo ko na, oh my God, this is something na pwede kong seryosohin. So doon na ako nag-start magseryoso. hanggang sa, okay, from graphic designer, I'm doing brand design na. And then, along the way, I met Coach Walter.
Mm-hmm.
And si Coach Walter is a brand specialist. He's a brand strategist. And then, nagulat ako na, ha, you're doing branding, pero hindi ka nagde-design? Like, pwede pala yun. So, parang doon nabukas yung isip ko na yung alam ko palang branding. Kasi dati ang akala ko lang branding. Maganda ka, consistent lahat ng touch points in terms of visuals. That's what I know about branding. But then, ayun, nakilala ko si Coach Walter na, hala, bakit ganoon walang design, ganyan, ganyan. And then, I got to know more about brand strategy. And then, when I did it, when I tried it, it's like I found my home. Na parang, hala, this is my calling. Parang ganun yung na-feel ko when I did strategy work. And the reason why I felt that was because yung strategy, yung design kasi it's execution.
Mm-hmm.
But strategy, it's a thinking like power. And siguro na, nasabi ko lang na calling ko siya nung nandun na ako because it aligns with my personality. Pero hindi ko naman alam in the first place na strategy pala yung for me. Parang nalaman ko lang nung nandun ako.
Mm-hmm.
So parang na-validate lahat ng mga pinagdaanan ko sa buwa. Lalim, di ba? Parang na-validate lahat ng mga yung journey ko sa life na I'm the kind of person that is a thinker. Hindi ako executioner. Kaya pala, ano, magaling ako magsimula. Pero mahirap ako magtapos ng mga bagay-bagay. Because andun talaga ako sa strategy part, but not on the execution. So, parang na-validate lang yung mga ganong bagay, plus the fact na I pursued psychology. So, again, swak siya sa brand strategy. Eh, I'm a psychology person. And ito naman, parang doon naman sa psychology part, why am I so interested in psychology? That's because, so before, pa nung medyo bata-bata pa ako, wah! Parang ang tanda-tanda.
Oh, kailan yun?
Siguro ano, high school.
Oh.
Like, 13, 14, 15. So, I'm the kind of person that's into literature. I even joined theater back in high school. I even dreamed about being a singer, a dancer, a filmmaker, a writer. Ang dami kong pangarap sa buhay. But I think the common ground why I wanted to be those things was because nung nagbabasa ako ng mga libro, ng mga article, it moved me. Nung nanonood ako ng mga movies, naiyak ako, nagalit ako, I realized a lot of things. And syempre kapag mayroong impact sa feelings, there's also a change in your behavior, how you do things in life, diba? Yung mga kantang, alam mo yun, pag naririnig mo, nakaka-relate ka, like, tagos na tagos sa puso mo, it impacts you. And I wanted to be those types of things, like, I wanna be a writer, I wanna be a filmmaker, I wanna be an artista or singer, etc. Because I wanted to create the same impact to people, the way na na-impact ako ng mga bagay na yun. So parang, like, let's say, sa movies na pinapanood natin, kaya tayo namu-move kasi nakaka-relate tayo dun sa character. Kasi sobrang relatable, sobrang accurate nung psychology niya.
Mm-hmm.
And yung mga writers behind that film, yung mga gumawa ng movie, hindi nila magagabang relatable yung story or yung character if they don't understand what's happening in a person's mind. So, how is that related to brand strategy? So, how we do things in my business as a brand strategist, I think my zone of genius is understanding what makes people tick, why they do things. Ano yung mga bagay na nagpapamove sa consumers? Ano yung mga bagay na, like, bakit di sila bumibili? Bakit ganito? Bakit ganyan? Bakit ganon? So, in a way, I mean, for a brand to be effective, napiliin sila ng mga tao, kailangan gets nila yung takbo ng utak ng target audience nila.
Exactly.
Because if they don't know that, then they cannot impact those people. So parang in a way, nagiging bosses din ako ng consumers.
Kaya nasabi ko rin na sobrang perfect din na brand strategies than psychologies. Parang ano eh, kasi ano eh, pag branding, 'di ba? Parang nag-i-impact ka, nag-i-impact or parang nag-i-implant ka ng brand mo sa depende sa behavior ng tao. Kasi ano eh, kumbaga parang they have different perspective kasi pagdating sa mga brands, 'di ba? Pag nakita nila yung mga touch points, pag nakita nila how they talk or how they galing. Kumbaga parang ano tuloy, parang gusto ko tuloy pag mas lalong pag-aralan yung psychology when it comes to branding. Kasi ano eh,
diba?
Sa design talaga, ako, when I'm designing, sobrang mas ano, mas gusto ko talaga yung designing compared sa ano. Mas execution kasi ako kesa dun sa sinasabi mo na ano, diba? Na sa thinking eh. Na parang somehow gusto ko rin siyang matutunan na paano ba mag-isip yung mga tao kasi target audience eh. Paano sila eh? Kasi kaya nga mayroon akong tinuturo rin dun sa isang program namin na about color psychology. Pero color psychology doesn't work most of the time. Di ba pag sinabing red, anong feeling or parang ano yung emotion na na-feel mo pag nakita mo yung color red?
Pag red, parang masakit sa mata.
pero ano di ba? Kumbaga parang sa ibang tao, pag sinabing red, anger, blood. Mm. Pero pag sa ibang tao, ang color red is love.
Love.
Passion. Diba? Magkaiba, di ba?
Parang sobrang subjective siya talaga.
Oo, eh. Subjective. Kumbaga parang kailangan mong kilalanin kung sino yung target audience mo para kung magko-color red ka man, is ayun yung meaning ng color accurate red para sa kanila. Di ba? Accurate, eh. Kaya anong sinasabi ko nga, eh. Ang gusto kong pag-aralan is ano ba yung age, ano ba yung culture ng tao na or yung different demographics or psychographics ng tao para mas malaman mo talaga how they think, eh.
Kasi at the end of the day, like even graphic design, ang goal ng graphic design is mag-communicate. Mm-hmm. Mag-move ng people.
Yeah.
Diba?
Oo. Hindi nilang siya ano eh. Yung graphic design nga ngayon, hindi nilang siya pagandahan ng design eh.
Oo. It's really, really about the effect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Design. So, dami na natin napag-usapan. Initial ano pa lang, diba? Initial question. Which makes it interesting kasi, diba? Pero ito, since nabanggit mo na rin initially about sa brand strategy or ano yung ginagawa ng brand strategy, pero in your own definition or in your experience din, what does a brand strategist do? Or ano ibig sabihin ng brand strategy? Ano yung difference niya between branding and brand identity design? Kasi minsan na ano eh, napagpapalit-palito ng mga tao eh.
Yeah, kasi ang daming terms. Ano ba yan? Nagulo-gulo, di ba? I think the best way that I can define this is pag sinabing branding, it's everything that you are continuously doing para i-shape yung perception ng mga tao, para i-shape yung brand. Kasi pag sinabing brand, that's how people perceive you. So, hindi mo talaga kontrolado yung brand. Ang kontrolado mo yung branding, yung proseso, yung ginagawa mo. So that's what branding is. And if that's the meaning of branding, again, everything that you do that shapes people's perception, isang parte yung design, but there are other things that you are doing that shape how they perceive you. Mm-hmm. So, let's say the umbrella word is branding. There's design. Kung sa tao, may itsura, meron kang way paano ka magsalita, ano yung mga bagay na sinasabi mo, ano yung mga values na nagpapatakbo ng behavior mo, merong mga actions na ginagawa mo. And that's why people see you or perceive you in a certain way.
Actually, ano ang nasa isip ko lang ngayon, pero follow-up questions ko siya for later, about, para siyang ano, no? Para siyang personal brand din. Kasi business brands and personal branding is two different, ano eh, different approach pagdating sa strategy, no?
Since you mentioned that, definitely personal branding and business branding. Parang personal branding din yung business. The difference is, with the business, it has no soul. So, huhahalungkatin mo yung founders, yung members ng company for you to generate, like, para magawa nyo siya ng pagkatao talaga, yung brand. But the difference with personal brands, it's a different approach because tao na yan eh. Meron na siyang personality, meron na siyang voice, meron na siyang mga pinagdaanan sa buhay. And compared sa business, magka-create kayo ng strategy. Ang goal mo lang sa personal branding is to help that person discover yung truth niya. Parang ipapakita mo lang sa kanya na, uy, ito ka oh. So it's really a self-discovery thing.
Kumbaga parang ano, kasi minsan may mga ano eh, may mga hindi ako, kunwari ako, may mga hindi ako alam sa sarili ko. Pero gusto ko siyang ma-discover. Parang I want to discover ano pa yung pwede kong ipakita online, kasi lalo na kung nagbibuild ako ng personal brand online eh. Yeah, pero yeah. hindi lang siya building a brand online, but rather how you talk to other people offline. Kasi kailangan mo ng consistency, di ba? Na kung sino ka sa online, most of the time, ganun ka rin talaga. Hindi mo pinepeke. Kasi di ba pag business brand, gumagawa ka ng parang panibagong tao. Pero it's a business na merong ibang personality, merong ibang characters. Di ba? Pero ikaw, meron ka na eh. Nasa loob mo na kailangan mo lang siyang i-discover.
Ipalabas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kaya siguro, I'm not sure if other people are doing this. Pero baka lang ha. So, just to educate people na rin. Kasi baka ang nangyayari, personal brand, tapos ginagawa nila ng strategy, this is, dapat ganito yung voice mo, dapat ganito yung guidelines, etc., etc. But you can't impose a strategy sa isang tao, paano siya magsalita, paano siya gumalaw, etc., etc. Because, I mean, persons are dynamic, it's not like a fixed thing.
Para kang ano eh, para kang pag ganun ang ginawa, para kang nagkaroon ng panibagong personality na minsan or madalas ayaw mo, na diba? Pinipeke mo yung sarili mo. Diba? Ang
hirap. Doon na papasok yung ano, hindi na authentic.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yan yung keyword din na hinahanap ko, yung authenticity, di ba, ng tao. Lalo na pag personal brand yung binibuild niya. Ayun, so, yun nga, ano naman yung ano, kasi minsan, di ba, na parang iniisip ng tao, or may term din kasi na brand identity design, tapos branding, and tapos brand strategy. Ano naman yung ano nun? Ano yung parang, ano nang ibig sabihin ng brand identity design? This is for our listeners din, no? Na parang bago pa lang talaga sa branding.
Okay, so I think brand identity design is usually the last 10% of the whole branding process. Kumbaga, again, let's go back to parang gumagawa lang tayo ng, nagkikreate tayo ng isang person. So, syempre, aalamin mo muna ano yung soul niya, ano yung personality niya. You know, like the very substantial thing, yung pinakakaluluwa niya. Ngayon, after mong ma-identify yun, you're gonna create, let's say, susunod na yung boses, paano siya magsalita. And then, the last 10% is based on the personality, based on the ganito, ganyan, ganun, sa kaluluwa ng tao na to, ano kaya yung pinaka-accurate na magiging itsura niya pag naging tao siya? So, it's like translating the strategy into flesh. Parang ganun siya.
Mm-hmm.
So, mahirap mag-design agad without knowing all of those things. Kasi ang design, it's just a form of communication. Paano mo i-communicate sa tao kung sino ka?
Yeah.
So, ang hirap mag-design, gagawa ka ng design, pero hindi mo naman kilala kung sino ka. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Doon nagkakaroon ng ano eh, no? Doon nagkakaroon ng miscommunication when it comes to touch points or sa design. Ito yung pinapakita mong design, pero iba yung iba yung na-perceive ng ibang tao na
misalignment.
Oh, for example, ako hindi naman ako formal na tao, 'di ba? Pero pag nagsuot ako ng formal, tapos medyo formal akong gumalaw, tapos hindi naman talaga ako ganoon. Tapos nakikipagkita ako sa ibang tao, ang tingin nila sa akin, formal na tao. So minsan may mga mai-intimidate or parang kakausapin ako in English. Pero ako yung mas mai-intimidate kasi bakit mo ako kinakausap ng English or something? But ibig sabihin, mali yung way of ano ko, mali yung naging, ang tawag doon, yung naging pinakita perception ko na. Or yung perception ng na pinakita ko sa ibang tao. Di ba? Parang ano eh, ako ang lagi kong example dyan sa design. For example, Jollibee, di ba? Jollibee is a fast food restaurant. Pero what if magkaroon sila ng commercial na parang pang sports brand or isang tao galing sa gym, tapos after that, wala lang, nag-gym lang siya. Tapos kumain sa Jollibee. Parang medyo misaligned or nagkaroon parang ng miscommunication. Naiba yung messaging nila. Eh, we know naman Jollibee is family-oriented, pangmasa, di ba?
Yeah. Everything na commercials nila ngayon, parang about family, very family-oriented.
Kaya we all, ano eh, kaya careful tayo sa pag-create nga ng, ano, ng brand strategy for different brands.
Parang naisip ko lang agad yung story na, let's say, hindi mo kilala yung sarili mo, but, or like, kapare, ito yung your ideal, gusto mo maging ganito. Pero in reality, hindi ka naman talaga ganun. Parang gusto mo lang maging ganun kasi ganda eh. Parang yun yung ideal eh. But that's not really you inside. So let's say, you are portraying yourself as color red. In terms of color, parang para madali na lang siyang i-digest. So let's say, ang pinapakita mo sa mga tao is color red. So, ang mangyayari, yung mga tao na maa-attract, let's say, ang pinapakita mo sa mga tao is color red, but you don't know yourself na violet ka pala. That's your real self. Pero since ang pinoportray mo sa mga tao is color red, you're gonna attract people that are attracted to red. So, what if nakilala nila yung sarili mo? Ay, yung totoong ikaw na violet ka pala. Ay, ang mangyari, ay, ano ba yan? Hindi naman pala ito yung hinahanap ko. So, there's like a misalignment. Pag pinortray mo ng mali yung sarili mo, you're not gonna attract people that are meant for you.
Exactly. Ibang tao yung na-attract mo. Diba?
Yeah.
And minsan ang hirap. Ako, yun yung pagkakamali ko actually nung una. Na playing safe kasi ako sa content ko. Ayoko ng basher, ayoko ng mga masyadong matatalino. Medyo ano ako, na-intimidate kasi ako sa mga ganun kasi hindi ako magaling makipag-communicate. Alam ko yung sasabihin pero hindi ko alam i-construct yung kung paano siya sasabihin. So, kaya playing safe ako na maglabas ng content. Pero ngayon, parang 2 years ago din, minsan naglalabas na ako ng mga jokes, naglalabas na ako ng yung makulit na side ko para makilala talaga kung sino talaga ako, which is mas magaan para sa akin na gawin.
Yeah, mas ikaw, oh, diba? Oh,
though personal brand yun, pero I think pag sa branding in general din talaga, no, mas madali siyang gawin, mas madaling intindihin or yung ma-perceive ng mga tao is alam nila agad kung ano yung gusto mong ipakita sa kanila. Kasi yeah, hindi naman pwedeng sabihin ng mga brands na, oh, ano kami, ah, funny kami, ah, kailangan matawa kayo sa mga sasabihin namin. Hindi ganun eh. Hindi ganun ang branding, mm-hmm, diba? Kumbaga parang kung ano yung pinapakita mo sa kanila, nagkakaroon sila ng perception.
Yeah. Tsaka hindi natin talaga makokontrol how people, mm-hmm, perceive us. Mm-hmm. So, the best way talaga is just to be yourself, kung sino ka talaga. Yeah. And then you attract people na meant para sa'yo.
So, napag-uusapan na rin natin actually yung importance of having a brand strategy sa mga business, no? Pero tingin mo, ano pa yung mga pinaka-important thing of having a brand strategy sa mga business and ano naman yung disadvantage pag wala silang ganun?
So in terms of like marketing and sales, there's usually 2 problems. The first problem is too few people know you. If that's the case, that's a marketing problem. Kasi kaya ka hindi kilala ng mga tao kasi you're not showing up enough. So that's a marketing problem. But if the problem is too few people choose you kahit na lagi ka nilang nakikita, that's a branding problem. Wow. Kasi ang nangyayari, kahit na nakikita ka nila, they're just comparing you to other brands. Kasi hindi mo naman napapakita bakit ka na iba, anong meron sa'yo, bakit ikaw dapat piliin ko. So, ang nangyayari, because you're all so similar as brands, they just compare you. And ang nagiging point of comparison is the price. So, kung sino yung, dahil pare-parehas lang naman kayo, sige, sino lang yung pinakamura. So, if that's what's happening, ang brand mo napupunta siya sa price war. And yeah, you don't wanna come to a point na para lang piliin ka ng mga tao, magbababa ka ng presyo.
Tsaka ang sakit nun sa business kasi, halimbawa, kung pareho yung business na nasa price war, magpapababaan sila ng price hanggang sa parang palubina, yeah, yung ano.
Diba? Hindi na kumikita yung business, magsasara na. That's the disadvantage. If, let's say, okay, marketing ka ng marketing, show up ka ng show up, pero you're not communicating your difference or why people should choose you, sayang yung pera. Yeah. Kasi what if, kung na-communicate mo lang sana kung bakit ka na iba, anong meron sa'yo, bakit ka valuable, then you could have, you know, gained more customers. You could have gained more sales for your business. And of course, mag-grow yung business mo just by communicating why you're different. So parang, in other words, the purpose of brand strategy, bottom line, is for you to discover, identify, and i-communicate mo sa mga tao bakit ka na iba and bakit ikaw yung dapat piliin nila.
Para rin ba siyang positioning, how you will position your brands amongst all of those different competitors?
Yep, definitely. Brand positioning.
Pero ano yung pinaka siguro mabibigay mong tips when it comes to positioning a brand?
3 elements here. Number 1, kilalanin mong mabuti yung audience mo. You cannot just know their name, their identity, age, location. And usually, most businesses, they stop there. Age, location, etc., etc. The superficial things. But you have to know, itong target audience ko, ano yung buhay na pinagdadaanan nila? Ano yung frustrations nila? Ano yung goals nila sa buhay? Ano yung mga na-try na nilang gawin? Bakit sila na-disappoint? Ano yung gaps? You know? Kasi dun ko sa gaps papasok eh. So let's say, ayun nga, that's the audience. And then second element is ano yung available, other available choices out there. So these are your competitors, diba? So you have to know ano na yung mga nabibigay ng ibang brands sa kanila. Kasi if ibibigay mo lang, kailangan mo alamin yun. Kasi kung ibibigay mo lang rin yung same thing, ba't ka pa nag-business? Ano pang ambag mo? Eh, di supportahan mo na lang yung iba kung same lang din naman kayo.
Mag-distributor na lang, ganyan.
Oh, diba? So, again, audience. And then, anong ibang choices yung available? And ano yung experience na nakukuha ng audience sa kanila? And then, after knowing audience, competitors, you have to know yourself. You have to know, dun sa industriya na yun, ano pa yung hinahanap ng audience na hindi binibigay ng competitors na kaya mong ibigay? So that's your unique superpower as a brand. That's like a position that you can take in the industry. And the reason why people hire or businesses hire brand strategists for that, because it's a really intensive process. So sa mga nakikinig na entrepreneurs dito, i-hire nyo na po ako.
Yes!
Nag-plug.
Yeah, pero... Phoebe, tingin mo dito sa tatlong to, knowing your audience, knowing your competitors, and knowing yourself, ano yung tingin mong pinaka-important or hindi pwedeng mawala dito sa tatlong to?
Actually, I'm not gonna think I know it's the audience. Because kahit na kilala mo yung sarili mo, kilala mo yung competitor mo, tapos sabihin mo na, ay, iba ako sa competitors, pero hindi mo kilala yung audience mo, your business is not gonna work. Because the very reason why your business is existing, kasi it's supposed to like meet the needs of the consumers. So, ang hirap mag-business na mag-business ka tapos wala naman palang may gusto sa'yo. Kasi hindi mo inisip like, business is all about serving.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're gonna be in business tapos hindi mo gets kung ano yung gusto ng consumers mo, wala rin bibili sa'yo. So,
yeah.
Ang ending... sayang.
Di ba parang in business din, parang naririnig natin yung mga B2C, B2B, or business to business, mga business to consumers. Isa sa mga na ano ko rin, napag-aralan ko rin is yung concept ng P2P or H2H, human to human or people to people. Na parang since gumagawa tayo ng brand na merong characteristics, na merong personality, parang gusto nila ma-feel ng mga tao na they are talking to someone. Na tao rin, di ba? Not just a brand na binibentahan sila ng product, pero they are selling yung experience or parang how they, kumbaga parang how they talk dun sa tao. Kasi minsan, di ba, pag tao kausap mo, parang komportable ka.
May connection eh.
May connection, di ba? So parang, I think, kasi pinag-aaralan ko ngayon is about design thinking. And design thinking is more on about knowing your audience. Kumbaga parang, yeah. You understand hindi lang kung ilang taon sila, you understand hindi lang kung ano yung demographics nila, but also paano sila gumagalaw, paano sila kumikilos, pareho lang yon. Pero parang kumbaga parang how minsan how they think din eh, 'di ba? Na parang isa nga sa parang phase nung design thinking is about research, it's about experiencing ano yung na-experience ng mga tao na gusto mong i-target. Hindi lang para alamin. Kumbaga talaga ikaw mismo, i-experience mo, paano ba sila ano? Meron nga akong nabasa about creativity, na about design thinking din, na merong isang product na binibenta sila. Pero hindi nila mabenta kasi hindi nila kilala pa yung audience. Tsaka paano gamitin. Tsaka more on ano sila, hindi sila gumawa ng panibagong product, but rather gusto nila mag-improve ng product. So, inalam nila paano gamitin nung mga tao yung previous product. So, ano ba yung mga problem doon? Even yung scooper ng ice cream, sabi nila parang ano daw, pag yung sa based on research nila, yung scooper daw ng ice cream, minsan dinidilaan ng mga, pagka-scoop, syempre medyo dirty.
Oh.
Ano, di ba? So, ano yung way para hindi gawin ng mga ano yun, ng mga nag-scoop ng ice cream, kung ano man tawag sa kanila. So, may mga dinidesign silang product based on that research.
Uy, grabe, ang ganda ng example na yan. Because I think ang mindset ng ibang businesses, para magkaroon ka ng position sa marketplace, you have to create something totally new. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
Actually, for you to own a position, ang need mong gawin is humanap ka ng gap. And then i-fill mo yun. And not necessarily creating something new, but parang titignan mo na ano yung meron ngayon. Tapos ano pa yung pwedeng i-improve doon?
Yeah.
Kasi yun ang hinahanap ng tao. That's the unmet needs na, you know, yun.
Diba? Dahil ko tuloy na naiisip ng mga product. na parang sa mga naki-study ko rin na yun nga sa paper, 'di ba? Yung sa, gusto natin na magsulat din sa ano, sa paper, na kahit meron na mga iPad or mga digital, kasi yung iba yung feeling eh pag nagsusulat ka sa paper eh. May isang company na gumawa ng tempered glass. Hindi tempered glass yung tawag, parang paper-like yung brand or
okay.
Pero the feel kung paano ka magsusulat dun sa tablet mo is para kang nagsusulat sa paper.
Sa papel.
Oo, kahit hindi ano, kahit tablet lang. So ganung experience kasi yung gusto ma-experience ng ibang tao. So, 'di ba? Ang cool na dahil lang sa design thinking, kasi design thinking is more of experiencing yung experience right. ng ano, ng mga target audience mo. So, 'di ba? Ang galing lang.
Mm-mm. Tsaka hindi nila hindi yun papatok if they didn't know na yun pala yung hinahanap ng tao.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to understanding what people need or what people want.
Mm-mm. Kaya gusto kong pag-aralan talaga yung ano eh, psychology eh. Para ano rin eh, part ng ano eh, part ng tawag dito, part ng pagiging designer eh. Though hindi ako masyadong gumagawa ng brand strategy. May iba kasing gumagawa ng brand strategy tapos ako yung nagde-design. Pero siyempre, gusto ko rin maano, may experience na matutunan or ano ba yung iniisip ng mga tao. Sa strengths ko kasi actually, meron akong individualization. If you're familiar sa mga listeners din natin, sa Gallup strengths, individualization kasi is I find different people have different personalities, different way of talking. Yeah. So, kumbaga parang pag ikaw, nakilala na kita, alam ko na kung paano ako makikipag-usap sa'yo. May mga tao na seryoso ako, may mga tao na, ano.
So, appropriate paano.
Mm-mm. Depende sa tao. Ang problema ko lang is communication. Paano sisimulan yung communication? Parang ganun. So,
parang hindi naman problema sa'yo yun. Okay naman.
It is. Pero siguro, I think, dahil din sa strengths ko kasi, na iba na yung usapan, no? Pero, Phoebe, meron ka kasing, ano eh, may mga kaibigan ako na kamukha mo. Not physically. Kasi really? Di ba, pag sinabing kamukha, kala natin, itsura lang, di ba? Pero, the way you talk, the way you, parang, yung mga gestures mo, mga ganyan, parang somehow, komportable ako. Kasi may makakilala ako na same like you. So, ganun ako makipag-usap. Pero, most likely, hindi ako magaling makipag-communicate. Pero, I think, ginagamit ko rin siya when it comes to designing, mga ganun. Different brands have different way of perceiving their brands. Parang ganun ko siya ginagamit. So, yun.
And insight lang for the listeners here, kasi, di ba, they're also building their personal brand. Mm-hmm. Like, as graphic designers, as freelancers. Insight lang, lad, the reason why you've built the kind of brand that you have right now, like, na maximize mo yung strengths mo, mm-hmm. is because alam mo siya. Diba? So, I recommend for the listeners, like, self-discovery kasi, ang hirap i-communicate ng sarili if hindi mo kilala yung sarili mo. So, actionable steps would be, kunwari yung Gallup strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You actually go to personality tests, you write journals, etc., etc. So, ayun, parang insight lang how you can build your personal brand.
Yeah. And yun nga, magagamit mo talaga siya when creating brands. Eh. Hindi lang sa personal brands, pero with other, ano talaga, brands na business tinutulungan brand. Or business brands, no?
Yeah.
Ayun. So, maganda ng usapan. Dami nating pwedeng pag-usapan sa mga ganong klaseng topic, no? Pero, etong question ko naman, Phoebe, is, ano naman yung mga, based sa mga nag-experience mo sa mga clients din or sa ibang brands, ano yung mga common mistakes na nagagawa nila when it comes to building their brand?
I think common mistakes is they're always like strategizing within themselves. Na, uy, sige, isip tayo anong magandang tactic. Uy, trending to, gayahin natin. Etc., etc. So again, nakukulong sila dun sa inside perspective. Pero again, ang bottom line, ang goal kasi nila is to connect to consumers, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're strategizing in the first place. Na, uy, try natin to, ganito, ganito, ganyan. But the problem is, nakukulong sila sa sarili nila. They forget to go outside and actually see things from the perspective of the consumers. Like, I think that's like the most pressing mistake of most business owners. They forget to understand the perspective of consumers when in fact sila yung pinaka importanteng element ng business. So instead of strategizing like within yourselves, within your team, you actually have to ask consumers instead of assuming na, ay, baka ganito yung gusto nila, gawin natin to, etc., etc. Uy, maganda yung memes. Maraming kumakagat, gawin natin yung memes. But is that what your consumers want? Because maybe that's not what they want. So, siguro to make it short, the mistake is assumption. What they have to do is actually ask and listen sa truth ng target audience nila. So,
isa rin sa nabanggit mo is yung parang trend jacking eh. Mm-hmm. Diba? Na parang kung ano yung trend, kahit hindi naman align with their values, hindi align with their goals, ginagawa nila kasi pumapatok sa tao eh. Without mm-hmm. them knowing kung ano ba talaga yung gusto ng tao within their brand. Kasi mm-hmm. yes, yung mga trends, magugustuhan talaga ng masa, ng iba't mm-hmm. ibang tao. Pero does it align with your values or within your personality? Na kilala ka bilang formal na tao or medyo seryoso, pero maglalabas ka ng mga memes or something. Kaya ano eh, ako, I'm a fan of everything ng mga nilalabas, yung mga trends. Pero make sure lang na ina-align mo kung align. Ano talaga yung brand mo. Mm-hmm. Kasi doon nalilito yung tao eh. Nagkakaroon ng misunderstanding, di ba? Na, ano ba talaga tong brand na to? Is it ganito, ganyan?
Di ba? Parang hindi solid yung identity. Parang ang nangyayari, itong brand na to, ginagaya niya lang yung ginagawa ng iba. So, ang ending, pare-parehas na lang silang lahat. Yeah. So, mag-go down ulit dun sa problem na pare-parehas na lang kayong lahat. Walang reason bakit ikaw yung dapat piliin ng tao. Kasi nga, hindi mo kino-communicate bakit ka na iba.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, siguro, I think ito yung parang mostly na na-discover ko din throughout working with business owners is that kaya sila nahihirapan mag-differentiate is because they want to play safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's super scary to be doing something na ikaw lang yung gumagawa. So I think the first step to actually differentiating is being brave enough to create your own path.
Siguro magandang ano, kumbaga parang you have inspiration from different brands, pero instead of copying them, you get something, you create your own eh. Na, kasi di ba, wala nang original sa mundo eh. Yeah, ang hirap mag-isip ng original, di ba? Pero kung gagawin mo is, kaya kasama rin dun sa sinabi mo, how you position yourself is to know your competitors. Tingnan mo sila how they work, ano yung hindi nag-work sa kanila, o kung may nag-work man sa kanila, pwede mong gawing inspiration, pag samasamahin mo sa isang idea, then you can create your own. You can create your own branding and you can create your own content. Kasi ang dami na eh. Kung mag-iisip ka ng brand, ako, as a graphic designer, ang dami ng graphic designer. How can I position myself or how can I stand out being, ano, kung personal brand yan, just be you. Pakita mo yung vulnerability mo bilang ikaw. Pero hindi naman syempre lahat. Pero ano yung magugustuhan ng client din? Kasi di ba may personal brands na nilalabas lahat eh. Pero hindi pala talaga gusto ng ano, karamihan. Uh-oh. Medyo iba na yung dating ng mga ganun.
Too much na.
Mm-mm. Yeah, too much. So, ano pa rin? Kumbaga parang meron pa rin ang tawag dun. Hindi siya pili eh. Pero yung vulnerability, hindi naman kailangan lahat pinapakita mo. Mga ganun. Going back din naman, no? After with the pinag-usapan na natin yung mga brandings, Phoebe. I would like to know your process or yung parang how do you strategically think about the brand strategy? Or how does your client go through your process pag gumagawa ka ng brand strategy project with them?
The first, I call it the DSA.
Mm-hmm.
Discover, strategize, and apply. So phase one is discover phase. So we do workshops, we do research, and actually aside from research, field work. Kasama pala sa research yung field work. So basically the discover phase, I sometimes call it, especially in workshops namin, I sometimes call it a brand therapy session because we ask a lot of questions, like really and damning questions and really deep questions. Kasi, just so people know, I'm the kind of brand strategist na hindi kita titigilan kakatanong hanggat hindi ko nahahalukay yung pinaka-root ng problema or something. So what happens during these workshop sessions with clients is that they get to realize a lot of things na hindi nila na-realize na ganun pala sila. But I'm not imposing things on them. I'm just asking questions. And just by me asking questions, ang dami nilang sinasagot na, oo nga no, ganito pala ako, etc. This is how I do business pala. So that's why I'm thinking if I should make it official na ba na brand therapy. Yung gawin kong term. Because yung one of our clients, she even cried during the workshop session. Kasi ang daming lumabas na stories na very personal na doon niya lang din na-realize na relevant pala of how she does business. And then there's also this client na parang at the end of the workshop, sabi niya it's like a recollection. I'm not sure, nalimutan ko na yung term. Yung parang recollection na na-realize nila yung purpose nila, na hindi lang pala sila nagbebenta, meron pala silang impact na pino-provide. Meron palang reason bakit ganito sila mag-serve ng customers. So they get to realize all of those things during the workshop process. So the workshop process is like very intensive kasi makikilala mo talaga sino yung sinuserve mo, ano yung parang gap or unmet needs, sino ka as a brand, paano ka pumapasok sa buhay nila, and all of those stuff. So let's say ang end goal nung brand strategy workshop is to find your unique superpower, di ba? Ano yung pinoprovide mo sa audience mo na hindi kayang ibigay ng competitors? So, let's say nakuha na natin yun from the discover phase. The next phase is strategize. Ngayong kilala mo na or alam mo na yung differentiator mo, the question is, paano mo siya ipapaintindi sa mga tao? Kasi kahit na maganda yung message mo, kundi siya maintindihan ng tao, wala rin. So, sayang. That's why there's a need to have a strategy in place. So, when it comes to the strategy, how do we behave? How do we speak? And how do we look like? So, dyan na papasok yung behavior or brand experience, brand messaging, and brand design. So, that's the strategy phase. Ngayon, may strategy na tayo. Of course, the next thing to do is to apply it. Kasi walang mangyayari kung nasa papel lang yung strategy. So, dito na papasok yung paano natin i-apply yung strategy sa lahat ng touch points ng brand. So, what I mean by touch points is that everything and anything na naka-come in contact ng mga tao. So, kailangan lahat ng touch points na yan consistent para makapag-build ng recognition, para tumatak sa tao na, ah, si brand na to, ganito yan. So yeah, that's like an overview of our DSA process. Discover, strategize, and apply.
Parang ang comprehensive ng ano no, ang comprehensive ng tawag ng process which will make talaga or madidiscover talaga with the clients kung ano ba talaga yung gusto, ano ba talaga yung goals mo. Kumbaga parang asking a lot of questions or yung asking a lot of whys. Kasi minsan sasabihin nila, kasi gusto kong bumenta. Okay, bakit? Kasi 'di ba ang dami may ano talaga.
Diba?
Yung unang sagot nila minsan or madalas hindi talaga ayun yung ano eh, yung sagot nila. Eh. Kasi there's a lot of things pa na
yung pala may underlying.
Yeah, which is important. So, parang ano eh, kumbaga parang I'm a fan of structures and processes eh. Na pag nakita ko na may step 1, step 2, step 3, very important eh. Di ba? Kasi pag wala rin. Ano bang goal mo dito sa discovery phase mo sa ginagawa mo sa client mo? Kasi minsan, ako ang naging mistake ko dati is I go straight sa design. Parang tanungin ko lang sila, anong pangalan ng brand mo? Sino yung target audience mo? Ano yung gusto mong ipakita sa clients, sa mga target audience mo? Yun lang. Ganun lang ako dati.
Ganun din ako dati.
Diba? Siyempre, natututo tayo. Marami tayong natutunan along the way, diba? So, after that, okay, sige, alam ko na yan. Design ko na agad. Pero, yun nga, marami tayong natutunan and I love how you do it dun sa process mo. Pero, ano yung ano neto, Phoebe? Iba-iba kasi ng ano eh. Iba-iba ng output eh, diba? Minsan, pag sinabi na ang akala ng client, ano ba yung brand strategy output? Is it the design? Is it the overall look and feel ng brand nila? Or anong ano ba? Is it a guide? Mga ganyan.
Well, the main deliverable depends. Kasi may mga, let's say, clients na. Pero yung main problem talaga, especially with the people that I'm targeting, is yung differentiation. So, parang nahihirapan sila. Bakit? Parang di nila kayang i-communicate sa mga tao. Bakit sila yung dapat piliin? So, number one, I think the main thing that I give to them is clarity. na, oh, ito ka. Parang sa ano eh, no? So, ayan. Parang, the first thing that I give to them is clarity. Kung ano yung position nila or lugar nila sa mundo. And then the next thing that I give to them is an action plan. Paano ka dapat magsalita? Ano yung mga bagay na dapat mong sabihin? So there's like this guidelines of brand behavior. So like action plan talaga siya. Halimbawa, example of action plan para sa brand behavior is paano yung dapat maging structure ng process mo, ng offer mo. Or like, example, kung let's say it's a food brand, paano dapat yung experience ng mga tao pag pumasok sila sa restaurant. So it's a matter of action plan, paano magbe-behave yung staff.
Mm-hmm.
So ganun siya ka-intensive talaga na even yung behavior ng mga tao, ng mga empleyado, brand strategy touches that. Because that's one touch point of the brand.
Yeah.
So yun, parang ang end deliverable is an action plan. Paano i-communicate yung superpower ng brand para clear siya sa tao.
Kasama rin dyan yung ano, no? Parang, or nagsama ka ba ng ano yung mga words na pwede nilang gamitin at hindi pwedeng gamitin?
Yeah. So, yun naman, papasok siya sa brand messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So, we give them guidelines kung, ayun, parang yung sinabi mo, ano yung mga bagay na dapat sabihin, mga words na dapat ginagamit nila, mga words na dapat hindi gamitin. Plus, yeah, things like that, like sample copy of paano sila dapat magsalita.
So that's the overall na parang deliverables mo na dun sa para sa client mo. Actually, ang dami ko pang gustong itanong about branding, no, Phoebe, no. Pero siguro I'll be asking na lang about you, no. Kasi you're a creative person, right? Na creative mm-hmm. thinker kasi nabanggit mo kanina off air or before ng recording natin na you're more on, and actually nabanggit mo rin kanina na you're more on the strategy part ng branding. Tsaka yung even kaya nga brand strategist, 'di ba? Pero bilang isang creative, Phoebe, of course you experience din yung creative blocks. How do you handle it or how do you unleash your creativity lalo na pag nagkakaroon ng creative blocks?
Eto, na-realize ko talaga 'to kasi so anong itsura ng creative block ko? After the workshop, ang daming information, di ba? After nun, parang matatanga ka talaga na, hala, anong gagawin ko sa lahat ng information na to? Kasi ang dami talaga. So, mm-hmm. paano mo siya pagsasama-samahin na i-organize mo siya na mag-make sense lahat into one single like statement or something? So, that's the challenge for me. So, after ng workshop, di ko na alam yung gagawin. Legit na titigil yung utak ko. So, before, when I was alone, tatagal talaga yung project, like 3 months. Usually, kaya tumatagal ng 3 months kasi ang tagal ng pahinga ko. Ang tagal ko nakatenga kasi di talaga gumagana yung utak ko. Now, I was able to like pivot from that long project duration. Ngayon, we're doing it like 2 months, 1 month. And that's because I'm working with people. So, ang weakness ko is working alone. That's my weakness as a strategist. I function productive kapag meron akong ibang tao nakasama. Kasi kapag tumigil yung utak ko, may another idea from this person, it keeps, parang ang mangyari dahil may idea siya, parang magsaspark ulit yung mind ko. So, we keep each other's ball rolling. Ngayon, naaano yung creative block. Parang na ma-manage siya. Mm-hmm. Ang nangyayari, tuloy-tuloy yung ideas kasi it's a conversation with people.
Parang nagre-refresh yung ano eh, yung ideas mo eh, pag mayroon kang kapalitan or kabatuhan ng ano,
yeah,
ng ideas.
Kasi parang may sasabihin siya na, tapos may biglang, huy, oo nga, na, di ba ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Parang it's nagiging conversation talaga siya.
Parang okay. you get input from other people, di ba? Para magkaroon din ng output.
Yep. So parang na-realize ko din sa sarili ko na, I cannot work alone talaga. Like, I function best working with people. Hindi ko kayang na ako lang.
Mm-hmm.
So, major credits to my team. Shout out kay Rain tsaka kay Jules.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Phoebe, we're nearing to the end of the podcast.
Mm.
Let's talk about advice, no? Pero I think this advice for yourself. If you're given a chance to go back in time and ma-meet mo yung sarili mo, anong year yun? And ano yung advice na ibibigay mo sa younger self mo?
I'm not sure what year is this, pero I think that was the year na high school ako. Because back in high school, or like in, no, not just high school, but in elementary, I'm a people pleaser. So ang nangyayari, I'm trying to imitate what other people are doing para lang mag-fit in ako. Kasi diba, syempre, pag may common ground kayo, parang that's my trauma as a person. So if I were to go back to that time, ang parang ipipinpoint ko talaga sa sarili ko is find your own truth and then live that truth. Na you don't have to like, i-ano mo yung sarili mo para lang mag-fit in ka. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Na you can create your own path and then your own people will find you. So I think that's like my major hugot in life. Na discover yourself talaga, tapos find your truth, live your truth.
Wow. You. And that's a great way to end the episode, Phoebe. Where can people find you online?
I'm available on lahat ng platforms. Omnipresent pala.
Omnipresent.
I think you guys can find me best on Facebook, especially sa mga listeners natin, because they're Filipinos naman din. So the best talaga platform is Facebook. So just search for Nicole Phoebe Añasco. And I'll be there.
Yes. Yeah. Lalagay naman natin yung links mo dyan sa description natin, Phoebe, no? Pero I have one final question, Phoebe.
Hala.
Pang Miss Universe. aside from being a brand strategist or sa ginagawa mo, no? What skill do you wish you were proficient in and why?
Hello, ang hirap naman ang tanong. Huy, ano to ha? Ano to, guys? Ngayon ko lang to sasabihin. Chart.
Exclusive.
Ang gusto ko talaga... Parang yung pangarap ko talaga is ano, maging artista. Not the artista na maganda ha. I wanna be the kind of actress na pag pinanood mo, na pag umiiyak ako, iiyak ka din. Cause like you really feel, ang purpose ko talaga sa buhay, like, you know, make people feel something. Parang, yeah, impact people.
Wow. Parang life goal mo na, no?
Oo. Matagal ko nang pangarap yung pagiging artista. So, sa mga nakikinig po nito, baka naman.
Mali mo mga yung mga taga Star Magic tayo yung listener.
Diba?
Grabe, Phoebe. I appreciate your time being here sa podcast and being my guest. And it's a pleasure to talk with you about brand strategy and about creativity.
Yeah, thank you so much, Led. Grabe. Nag-enjoy ako. Thank you so much.
Ako rin. Sobrang nag-enjoy ako. Ang dami ko pang gustong itanong, pero kung hindi lang tayo bound by time, no? Pero maybe next time, no? Phoebe, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Led.
It's great having you on the podcast, Phoebe. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Feel free to share your takeaways from this episode and tag our Facebook or Instagram at creativeincubatorph. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.